4 sessions. You really need to attend all 4 to really get your bang for the buck. It's $250 for this particular class. But if you do what we ask you to do as far as studying, and then plus, of course, take all of our notes, and we'll have some hands-on experiences. We have several quizzes, work, break it out in labs and stuff for them to people actually do some of this stuff to reinforcement. Then we also give them some homework and everything too, and then we go over it again. But I'm fairly confident that if you study and then go through our materials and stuff, you'll pass the Part 107. So those that are not familiar with the Part 107, though, people, individuals that are wanting to use a drone for commercial purposes, and FAA actually has an even broader definition of that. It's basically decisions of value is their terminology. And so really, if you use that drone to make any decision that has a dollar value, the obvious one's marketing, right? If you take a picture of your work site, of your wares, of your building, of whatever your location, and you're using the drones, aerophotography, then that is a decision of value. And actually, it's pretty easy for the FAA to find that type of stuff, and people can get in trouble. But the Part 107 is to make it where you can legally do that type of activity and move forward. The other thing too is that I can't stress it enough is that, you know, like anyone else, I'm not getting any younger, and the idea of going back to class is not the idea of what I would consider fun, but it is part of the job, you know, education and stuff. But on the same token is that actually, if you take our class and you get your license, you will be a safer drone pilot. I mean, I can't say that enough. I feel very confident in that. Usually, you know, I kind of waffle around. How's the crops doing? Well, you know, wishy-washy a little bit sometimes. But in this, I'm pretty emphatic. Is that you will be a better drone operator, and you'll be able to safely do this. And then also too, it does give the commercial applicator or commercial drone pilot, if you will, I went in my pesticide role there real quick, didn't I? Slid right in.
Would be applicating something with a drone. Purdue.
Well, actually, Purdue's working on some of those licenses as well right now. Some of our staff to do some of that. Right now, the only thing that we could spray right now, even if we get our license, is water. But still, how to do it and that type of thing, and effects, where some of my colleagues are hot and heavy on that kind of stuff right now as we speak. But going back to the class, is that yes, it'll make you a safer operator. It'll make you much, much more aware of your surroundings when you're flying that drone, where to listen, what to look for, who to listen to, if you will, different type of reports, record keeping, you name it. We cover all of that. And I would say in some level of detail, even, it is not your typical extension class that Scott does. The closest thing is maybe Master Gardener, but I would say this is in much more detail and depth, because we want you to pass the test. We want you to make you aware of things that are out there in agriculture and things you can do with a drone. That's all well and good. But at the end of the day, we want to make you a safer pilot, which directly goes into taking the test, because they will usually I grumble too, and some people, when they take these tests, are like, well, that has nothing to do with what I do with my job. You know, you hear that all the time. You take a test, and I never use that stuff, you know. Okay, I get that. But the way that the FAA actually, in my opinion, did some homework on this, and so the exam itself, once again, reinforces, do you know where you're at? Do you know what you're doing? And do you know what everyone else is doing around you? And are you aware of the conditions which can make drone operation less safe? And so we talk in great detail about the weather, because that's a pretty tough part of the test. And not so much walking outside and seeing a cloud. Yeah, we do some of that too. We do identify some clouds and what they tell you when you're flying your drone. But we talk about the weather reports that the National Weather Service gives out, and that the FAA interpolates and then turns that into their cryptic description of what the weather is doing and when it's doing it and how much and that type of thing. So
stuff that you have to look at.
Wait, if you're going to fly. Yeah, if yeah, and so I've heard several people say that our pilots that really if take the class, you're over halfway through the written part of getting your pilot's license. So that's where we'll be launching that in June here. I'm looking forward to it, and I hope people take advantage of it. Really, it's I know it's $250, but really, here's another way to look at that is that yes, it's $250, and then taking the test is another $150, I think. So now you're out $400. You get your drone and some extra batteries and stuff. So in total, you're out about $2,000. But now you've got to basically, except for filing for a business and those type of small paperwork fees and stuff, you've essentially can create your own business right then and there. And that's very low overhead when you compare almost any other startup business getting things started. So
I do. How long are you good for when you do receive?
It's good for 2 years. And then you have to take currently, and that's in discussion and rewritten revisions right now. That's it's open for public comment, I think, at this point in time with the FAA, as far as they might be redoing some of that. But right now it is 2 years, and you'll be taking a slightly different test, but it really focuses fairly heavily on stuff, the weather and the sectional chart stuff, which we cover in great detail in this program.
Do you have to have, like, a car driver liability insurance? Is that a requirement?
Not specifically, but we do encourage it. And sure, so, sure. Because whenever you have, technically no, okay. But you should. And especially if you're doing it in a business standpoint, and usually when businesses are going to be flying around, other pieces of property, and you're talking about something that weighs 2.5 to, in some cases, up to 10 pounds. You can go up to 55 pounds. But roughly most drones that people will purchase be about 2.5 pounds to maybe clear up to 10 pounds that are going at 40 mile an hour at 400 feet. It's going to leave a mark, right? So if it hits something. So that's something that we do recommend. Purdue has us covered under our general liability, and some people will do that too. It depends on how your current operation is and how you're set up currently, whether or not you can get that as a rider and that type of thing. But there's also, some people might be familiar, I am, because of my job, but what they call like event insurance, so that day, that time, that place, there's that type of insurance as well available for, like, you would file it literally online and say, I want to be flying this location at this date and time, and for a nominal fee pay for that, which some people, of course, would just build that into the job, right? You would pass that right on to your customer. So and really that cost is not too high, but it is something that definitely encourage people to consider when they're doing this type of stuff. And we cover all that in the class, not in great detail, but we do indeed cover it.